Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News, where I take your calls on the sixth day of May 2024, right here on RBN Live. First caller, Paul in New Jersey. Paul, join the conversation.
Hello, Professor Fetzer. I'm calling about the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Under the bill that was passed last week, H.R. 6090.
Right, by the House. Yeah.
So I looked up the bill, and I looked out, because I wanted to go the demography of who voted for this and who voted against it. And this is one of those situations, Jim, where I woke up with a bunch of strange bedfellows around. You know what I mean?
Because
I'm one of these
It got 320 votes against the First Amendment of the United States right there. Against freedom of religion and freedom of speech. Just outrageous. Go ahead, Paul.
Indeed. And now get this, though. How disgusting of the Republican Party. Get this. The Republicans voted 187 yays to 21 nays. So that's about nine times more yays than nays.
Yeah.
With the Democrats, they voted 133 yays to 70 nays, so about a little under twice as many yays to nays. And so that's why I'm saying such strange bedfellows. I'm agreeing with far leftist liberals on this. What's her name? AOC voted no. Jerry Nadler voted no. Isn't that amazing? And a lot of the people who voted for it, I'm going to be honest about it, Jim, they're people of color from urban areas. One of the people who voted no was, and she's an amazing woman in a sense, because she was the only person to vote against the Afghan war. And that was Barbara Lee from California. She voted no. And
yeah.
So the few Republicans who voted no are generally the far-right rural from red state white guys. They're the ones who voted against it, like Massey from Kentucky, and they're Rosendale from Montana. But otherwise, all the Republicans are centrist. They're just dual allegiance. Obviously, this whole vote was an act of dual allegiance, putting not only the interest of Israel above those of fellow Americans, but also criminalizing fellow Americans who dissent on this Zionist policy. They're criminalizing their own fellow citizens for the benefit of a foreign state. It's so despicable,
Jim. It's an obscenity. It's a complete obscenity, Paul. And if the Senate approves it, America's dead. I mean, the core of America is the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom to assemble, and so forth. If this passes, it's all dead. You might as well declare this to be the United States of Israel, because we'll be under Israeli suppression. Basically, that's going to be the situation we're in. And so I'm so upset that Donald Trump has come out in opposition to the protesters on behalf of the Palestinians. Frankly, it has nauseated me, Paul. I am sick at heart over this.
Yeah. Now, there's some hope here too, Jim, though, because as I said, I called a few weeks ago saying how the problem isn't the far right or the far left. The problem is the corporate center. And so this is another classic example of the problem of the center. Now, we have to keep in mind that the House of Representatives is more mob-like. They're more fickle. They fly into rages. They go off hand. But the Senate is supposed to be a more mature, you know, body of politicians. And I think the smarter ones in the Senate are going to realize you can't pass this because the Supreme Court's going to overturn it anyway. And many of the Republicans also, and everybody in the Senate, they're up for re-election every 6 years, so they don't have to cater to the mob of their constituents who are in uproar, or Israel, if that even exists.
Yeah.
And so I'm just very hopeful that I think the Senate will vote it down. But if they don't, I'll really be outraged if the Supreme Court doesn't.
But the problem is, Paul, that Congress passes all kinds of unconstitutional laws, and the mischief all occurs between the time those laws are passed and the time they're declared to be unconstitutional. And I would add, the point you're making about the Senate, yes, only one-third is reelected every 2 years, and they have six-year terms, is actually a good argument for the Electoral College and for having longer terms for the Senate. Many believe it would be better if they were not directly elected, but were rather appointed by the state legislatures, as was true in the past. So what you're saying is a valuable contribution to the discussion. A final thought?
I just urge people to contact your congressman and vote accordingly. Take this into consideration in November when you're hopefully voting out the bums who voted yay on Bill H.R. 69.
I think there are 320 who deserve to get the boot out of Congress. Paul, thank you very much. And remember, you just got two senators. Focus on the Senate, because they're the ones who can put the end to this ridiculous, absurd situation. Layla, welcome back to Authentic News.
I'm afraid I don't share Paul's confidence in the Supreme Court anymore. I don't think they will necessarily, if it does reach that stage, I don't necessarily think that they will throw it out. I think America is, I don't want to sound too pessimistic, but America has now occupied territory fully and thoroughly. And I said this years ago when I was talking with Mike Rivero, beware of what happened in Palestine. It is happening here now. I saw it happening years ago. And now I believe that the United States of Israel is here. So I think the Supreme Court is also part of the instruments of the criminals. I won't even bother calling them Zionists. That's too clean a word for them. However, much as I'm expressing dismay or contempt for the Zionists and Trump, you and I argued very bitterly over Trump. But despite that, I don't even blame Trump so much, or even Netanyahu, the one that I think should be protested loudly and persistently are people like Mohammed bin Salman, the butcher of Jamal Khashoggi, the one who actually imprisoned his people. Well, they're always in prison anyway. That's why he made deals with Netanyahu, because he got Pegasus, and that helped him spy on all his people, so he knows who to imprison, and then who knows what he does to them in his dungeons. Does he do Jamal Khashoggi routines in there? How many of them have been chopped up and put away?
That man is
a monster, which is why he gets along so well with Netanyahu, and why Netanyahu always has that smug smirk on his face. He knows he's got MBS in his pocket, that piece of garbage, and the UAE crap, and the Kuwaitis, and the Bahrain. All the rulers are trash. They're all buddies with Netanyahu. He bought them a long time ago. The people are all repressed. And even among those who are sympathetic, they may even be in the minority. The rest of them may be so busy surviving under the terrorism they live under, because remember, Netanyahu, Israel, not only trained their so-called police or militias on how to control the people of those Arab countries, Don't forget when, I know what happened here in Canada in the 90s. Our police forces were sent over to Israel to learn about riot control. I surely believe that every city in the U.S. has a police force or a segment of its police force that was sent over to Israel that we now see in action doing what they've always done in Israel. They were militarized by Israel. So, of course, Netanyahu sits there, stands there with a smug look on his face. He's got it all wrapped up. So the question is, what happens now? Do we all learn to live as prisoners? Do we all learn to accept our new oppression and suppression? Do we all become subjugated and submissive and compliant? It's probably the only way to survive unless you want to be tortured. Remember Jamal Khashoggi. There's a reason that MBS did not wait for him and take him and kidnap him and take him back to Saudi Arabia to chop him up over there. There's a reason he did it in the embassy in Istanbul, where he knew Erdogan spies on him. And I believe even Khashoggi's Apple Watch recorded the whole thing because he wanted the world to know. You interfere with our plans for the future, our economic plans, with my moral twin, Netanyahu, and you'll be another Jamal Khashoggi. How are we going to bring them down? Is it too late? Have we let it go too far? Who are we? What are we? Are we any different than when the pilgrims ran away from terrorism and suppression and abuse in Europe? I don't know. And meanwhile, the Arabs here, the Muslims, I mean, those are mostly people who are Muslim. Many of the Christians, let's acknowledge it, most of the Christians of the Middle East were forced to become Muslim. Even if it wasn't with a sword at their throat, as it used to be in the early days, when Muhammad the Prophet was a warrior, and they would put a sword to the throat of those that they defeated, and when they submitted, they were mitsalem, which they shortened to Muslim, and it means we surrendered to God. No, it means that who they captured surrendered. That's what it means. Muslim means that they surrendered at the time of capture, and then their families all, and then their villages and everybody, because there was a thing called the Dhimmi. You did not participate in the economic benefits. So those who were Christian ended up becoming Muslim. It's always easier to be part of the majority, to go with the flow. But anyway, they're done. The people in Palestine, the people in Gaza, the people in the West Bank, those who survive will barely have a life worth living. They will have chronic PTSD. They will have severe amputations and physical limitations. Their lives are so tragic. So I called around today trying to find out, is anybody in this region doing anything to bring them here? If I wanted to adopt one of them and look after one of them, is anybody doing anything? Well, I was told by someone who took care of herself very nicely, she and her husband. He was the former rapporteur for Palestine, and he should not have been because he was biased. So Michael Lynch should never have been the rapporteur for Palestine when he was, because he was very much biased against Israel. So when the accusations were made and any reports he made were obviously questionable. Anyway, they took care of themselves, he and his wife. She now works in the business manager's office. And when I called her and I said, is anybody doing anything in the city or in this region? She said, well, Canada is bringing in 1,000 of them. Oh, listen, I'm in a hurry. I have to go. They took care of themselves. That's what they do. They're settled. They live. As long as they can posture and look good, they will talk as though they care about the Palestinians or they care about the oppressed. But they really just care about their own comfort, like most other human beings. So you'll forgive my skepticism here. But if anybody, I have to say this, I have far more respect for people like Ilan Pappe. There's a man whose name is not heard often enough. We hear about Norman Finkelstein. He actually sacrificed tremendously. But now he's a star, and he's enjoying his celebrity status. It shows. But he was right. He had principles. And Aaron Maté, forget it. His father's a scumbag fraud. Gabor Maté is not to be trusted. Therefore, his son, who is not qualified to be consulted on this subject, what is he, went to some school in Ithaca? He has no qualification. How people like Napolitano can put him up with Mearsheimer and McGregor and Wilkerson blows me away. But Gabor Maté went around talking about the trauma he suffered as a Jew when he was 1 year old. The guy is a volatile maniac. I know him personally from Vancouver. He's an egomaniac. If he's not the center of attention, he explodes. So Aaron Maté, I don't trust anything. Yes, don't admire him. Admire Max Blumenthal. Yes, he's worthy. But especially Ilan Pappe. That man has really made... And Shlomo Sand, who has... We don't hear very much about him anymore. But Shlomo Sand has written a couple of books, The Invention of the Jewish People, and a number of other books. Avi Shlaim, A-V-I-S-H-L-A-I-M, who talks about the forgotten Arab Jew and how bombs were planted in Baghdad by Jews, by the Zionists, the underground, in order to terrify the Jews and drive them off to Israel, the newly established Israel. He talks about how when the Jews arrived, who were not the upper class like his family, they were put into chain link regions, kind of like concentration camps, and they were sprayed with DDT when they arrived in Israel, because they were from the savage people of the Arabs. So even though these were all professionals, lawyers, doctors, Baghdad was a very sophisticated city. So there's so many horrors, too many to ever enumerate. So we now can be angry with Trump. Trump is, you know, he's not any worse than any of the presidents we've had recently. He's not any worse than George Bush the first, or Papa Bush, or Baby Bush. Kind of like Papa Doc and Baby Doc in Haiti. Once tyranny has taken over, once it's entrenched, you can't get rid of it. Like Haiti, when the Duvaliers, who had their Tonton Macoute, who murdered their people, Papa Doc and Baby Doc, they took over Haiti, and look at Haiti today. It's in turmoil. What is going to happen to the U.S. now depends upon the Americans. Your military has been destroyed. So can you, the citizens, save yourselves? Because it's going to be up to you now. Trump is never had any, he never cared about America. Trump has never cared about anything other than Trump. He was a rotten, spoiled brat, which is why his father sent him to military school.
Hey,
okay, we're going into a break.
Wonderful.
I'll let you go.
Wonderful. I can't take you enough. That's eight.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 @gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, that was a fascinating call from Layla. Certainly the Khashoggi murder was brutal. He was tortured. I believe he was cut up when he was alive. I've seen photographs of his body distributed. He had a leg here, a leg there, an arm here, an arm there. There's his face, which was cut off of his skull. There's his package. Just absolutely disgusting. Disgusting. And as I say, I believe this was all done, for the most part, while he was still alive. It was as brutal as it gets. I suppose I'm most surprised that she's as kind to Trump as she is. I do not believe he's in the same category with the Bushes, neither of whom raised expectations. You know, GHW, yeah, he was in Dallas. He actually was supervising the anti-Castro shooter in the Daltex who fired three shots with a Mannlicher Carcano to set up the acoustical impression of only three shots having been fired. Wow. One, two, three, four, a count of seven other assassins fired their shots. I go into this in great detail multiple places. W was actually there. At one point, he's lost because his father's been arrested coming out of the Daltex, and he doesn't know where he is, but he was there. W, of course, no one ever thought twice about. He was a stooge. He wasn't even kept informed about what they were going to do on 9/11. That was Cheney, the executive director on the ground here. I think the disillusion with Trump is that he raised our expectations so high. He talked about closing the border. He talked about putting America first. He talked about making America great again. He talked about being a non-interventionist. He talked about ending the Ukraine war in a day. I never saw it coming that he would be promoting genocide or that he would be suggesting the anti the anti-Israel protesters who are really protesting against genocide, not the existence of the state of Israel, should be put to death. I mean, give me a break. That is so outrageous. In any case, it's absolutely wonderful to have Layla back now and then. Turning to Jeff in Arizona. Jeff, join the conversation.
Oh, yeah. You know, my basic premise is that maybe this federal government is just beyond repair. And if it is, I mean, I don't think Trump can fix it. And so maybe we're better off without Trump. If he gets elected, it'll just go back to the so-called right wing making endless excuses for his endless betrayals. And it'll put a Band-Aid on it, maybe, and prolong the collapse of this thing. But I just think maybe we're better off with the obvious crap show that's Joe Biden or whoever they put in there.
It's just terrible, the situation we're in. You cannot not have a federal government. I mean, you got a large, complex, sprawling country crossing a continent. You need armies, navies, and the apparatus goes along with it for many kinds of projects and so forth that are interstate, require federal construction and so forth. The problem is, the design of the Constitution was sought to permit periodic reform, regular elections, every House member every 2 years, the members of the Senate every six, federal elections for president, vice president every four, even having recall and impeachment processes. I mean, it's a good system, well designed. But it's been plugged up. It wrenches in the works here. JFK observed that those who make peaceful reform impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And I'm just afraid. I mean, we got this mess with the border and all these illegals. What goes on in Ireland, look at that as a little mini model. What's going to happen here in the United States is all bad. We need leadership. I thought Trump was going to provide it. Secure the border, set the ship of state right, you know, get us out of these wars. And I can't begin to tell you, Jeff, how disappointed I am. Layla seemingly didn't have as high expectation, but I was on the Trump train. I believed in the guy. Give us your further thoughts, Jeff.
Yeah, I think Trump will probably just appease the right wing. The right wing will go back to sleep, and nothing will really change. I mean, he talks about inflation, but he doesn't have any answer for it. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump outspends Biden if he gets reelected. I don't know. I just think maybe I even think Trump might take us to war where Biden really can't rally the troops, but Trump could have the Patriots lined up around the block to join the military. You know, when he says the Ukraine war never would have happened if he was president. To me, the implication isn't that he's a peaceful guy. I think the implication is more that Putin was really afraid of him. And so, I don't know. I just don't think Trump's the savior everybody thinks he is.
He's obviously not the same.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
For some reason, we seem to be fading in and out. In any case, Lauren in Ohio, join the conversation, Lauren. Are you there? Go ahead, Lauren.
It's
Stanley. Okay, Stanley in Nevada, join the conversation, Stanley.
Hi, Professor.
Go ahead.
It's Sammy in Las Vegas. They always get my name wrong. How are you doing today?
Okay, Sammy. Glad to have you here. Go ahead, Sammy. Go ahead.
Remember, I called you for the first time about a month ago. And boy, you made my day today, guy. I told you then, don't believe a word Trump tells you, and you pretty much agreed with me. But I'm supporting Kennedy, don't you? I think that's our only hope, man. And I'm not into politics. You know, I'm an old washed up rocker. I was never into politics, and it really gets me that these guys in our generation, I'm in your generation there, Professor, after we went through, remember the Ford dead-end for Ohio and the Vietnam War, all the young people were protesting it. I got kicked out of school for having long hair. Remember how it was back then? I can't believe that these old guys will fall for something like Trump. My God, or Biden. It's this left-right paradigm that's been going on all my life. And yours too, Professor.
My own brother was a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War, and when his case came before the draft board, I wrote him a letter. Perhaps the only time they received one from a regular Marine Corps officer, a captain at the time, supporting his sincerity, and by about a 3-2, he was classified as a conscientious objector and didn't flee to Canada. Today, I would say Canada is nowhere to flee. I mean, it's a bad situation. Yes, I think this situation, Trump has so damaged himself, in my opinion, and if Biden actually does block the weapons, it could do the Democrats quite a bit of good. It's much leveling the playing field. I think RFK Jr. is going to have a shot at it. We're an enormous poll at 26,000 Americans supported the idea that Bobby could be the next president. I was a huge fan of his father and his uncle, of course. I would have gladly given my life for theirs. I think we may be coming around. I think that this Trump has just blundered colossally beyond belief, Sammy. Do you tend to agree?
I was in the fourth grade when my teacher walked into they called her out in the hall, and she walked back in crying, going, "They shot our president!" And we all got to go home. I still remember that.
Well, she got it right. They indeed. It was a cabal led by Lyndon Johnson that brought it about. But there were a lot of parties there.
What saved me, Professor, was I got so many of the guys got drafted. My dad was a professional soldier. He was in for 25 years. I didn't have to go because he was already there. So I got that exemption. They can't send a father and son when it's just a father and son, and I'm the only surviving son. They couldn't make me enlist. That's what saved me. So I got into rock and roll music, doing LSD and smoking pot when I was, you know what I mean? Yeah. I went through the whole hippie movement thing.
The age of Aquarius, my friend. Fascinating.
Boy, we were into some crazy stuff there, Professor. You know, like Led Zeppelin. A lot of his songs, Jimmy Page was really into Aleister Crowley. And so was Bowie. Ramble On by Led Zeppelin. I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times. Do you actually know what it's about?
I'm not sure I could tell you, Sammy. You want to fill us in as a final thought? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, all you listeners, listen to this and you'll understand what I'm saying. The whole song's about dying, being reincarnated, and going on again. You know, when he's going, sometimes I grow so tired, but I know I got one more thing I got to do. Ramble On. It's all about being reincarnated. They were into some heavy stuff, Professor.
It's a nice idea. I wish I could buy into it. Sammy, look, I'm really pleased with your call.
Hey, it was nice talking to you. You made my day, guy. You really put a smile on my face. I'm glad you woke up.
All right, call again. Call again, Sam. I look forward to it. James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation. Yes.
I experienced metempsychosis when I was first born. Do you know what that is?
I'm not sure. Go ahead.
I had another person alive in my head talking to
me. When you were first born?
Well, look it up. The ancient Greeks, it's metempsychosis. Anyway, I'm a Doors fan. Jim Morrison knew everything about what was going on. Father being in the admiral.
Yeah,
but he was also in the
Mediterranean in the Six-Day War. Yeah,
well, he was in the operation for 1964, Vietnam thing that was the false flag for Operation there's an interesting story that I ran into years ago. I was working in a heavy duty equipment outfit where there were British mechanics there, and at coffee time they told me that 10 years plus before that they were working on the Concorde in France, and they talked about the mechanics they were working with. There was three factions of mechanics. There was the British, and there was the French, of course, and there were the Germans. And what they said was during working time and after working time, these British could get along great with the Germans, but they could not get along with the French. I always remember that story. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, when we were working on the Concorde and doing all the measurements and the fittings of the wiring and such, stuff like that, we could get along great with the Germans. And then afterward, we'd go drinking with the Germans. We had a hell of a good time. He said we couldn't get along with the French while we were working and after work. And I just want to share this story with everybody about the situation of how the British were forced to fight the Germans. But when you put the British and the Germans together, they get along like a house on fire. Then the British were forced to fight for the French. But then when you put the French and the British together, they never can get along. So that's my little story for the day.
Yeah, if the New World Order has its way, there's going to be homogeneity. Nobody's going to be different. Everyone's going to be the same. I'm glad you added those stories. Very nice.
By the way,
yeah.
If you were one of the shooters in Dealey Plaza, what rifle would you have used?
Oh, probably a Mauser at the time. Would have been an excellent. And that was a first weapon allegedly found in a book depository. Obviously not the Mannlicher or Carcano. There was a shooter who had a very Remington only made a small number, was inside the triple underpass, fired the shot that passed through the windshield, got it from Curtis LeMay. So he'd know that he was acting on behalf of the United States. Yeah. Long story.
Well, anyway,
I've got a lot of presentations on JFK and four books. Go to my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and just do a search on JFK. JFK special dedicated to Oliver Stone. Actually, put out about a week before he was going to release his new JFK sequel, which turned out to be a complete bust and a waste of cinema. Thank you for the call.
One more thing. Donald Trump is looking, just like John F. Kennedy, both are enigmas. I'll let you go with that. I know.
Okay. Let's see. We got Alexander in Canada. Alexander, join the conversation, my friend.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
I just made a couple of points regarding what Lila said and what Renee said last Friday. You see, sir, she said, they talked about Jill Stein. You see, sir, Jill Stein is controlled opposition, just like what Dan from Washington said. So I don't think people should take her seriously. And the same thing with Ilya and Papa. He's also controlled opposition. He's on the same team with Noam Chomsky. So yeah, like these people, they condemn Israel at the moment, but they're not really, they don't go all the way in condemning and talking about the whole picture of the Jewish establishment and Jewish power and so on. And And Cesar, regarding the new anti-Semitism bill, this is nothing new. If you look at what they've done in other countries, like they've done this in other countries already, like they've done this in Germany and Switzerland. So and like this was all planned up to do this bill to suppress your freedom of speech. Like so this is not something that like was invented yesterday. Like this was all in the works to suppress your people's freedom of speech. And Cesar, I've also heard that now that the they're going to make the Bible bill, like if you quote the Bible, you're going to be called anti-Semite. So
well, it's a part of the contained therein. You cannot make a lot of assertions, even as simple as that Jews killed Jesus without falling afoul and becoming a criminal under this bill. Let's hope to God it fails in the Senate, because if it passes, we're in a hell of a fix. Our nation has been stolen from us.
Yes. Well, see, sir, I don't know if it's going to fail or not. Like I'm really skeptical. Like these people have a lot of power, and see, so what's going to happen? The people that voted no, they're going to lose the election in the Senate and House of Representatives and so on. They're going to bring in new people, going to be elected, and then they're going to take a vote again next year or whatever, and they're going to vote for it. Like it's going to pass. Like it's going to pass in the future. That's what's going to happen. And see, so what's going to happen? Just like what Tom said, like a civil war is going to happen. So now you have the illegal immigration, and now you have this bill. And they're both done by the same groups of people, like pushing these policies, like the Jewish establishment, and now they want to go to war with Iran. So see, so what's going to happen? It's going to be a civil war. What's going to happen? That's my final thought.
A lot of people think that way, Alexander. Thanks for your call today. I look forward to your next. We have Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, join the conversation.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad I came through. okay, so quickly. There is no solution through men. The system of things is what is broken. God said, come out of the system of things. As long as you obey men as if they have a right to rule you, then that's how it's going to be. I mean, they're telling you, shoot your kids up with vaccines because it's good for them. You're taking care of 1 in 36 brain damaged retarded children now. I mean, you know, they're saying, take this COVID shot. Well, you're dropping dead now too, aren't you? Cancer and clot shot and, you know, autoimmune diseases they don't even have names for. And the thing is, it was all out there. God's way is a truth way. He said, ye shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what faith you are. Can we just stick to the things that work and the things that don't work? Because, I mean, can we, Muslim, Mexican, Mormon, can we all agree that, gee, you know, we shouldn't probably have Satanist devil worshipers killing children?
Yes. Lord, what do you think about these turns with Trump? I am so distraught. How have they struck you?
Here's the thing. It doesn't strike me at all because I already had my mourning period. See, you're just getting to where I got 20 years ago, which is why I live the way I live now. I realized that there is a God because I was doing my thing, too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was sinning, I mean, plenty. So, but my point is, when you finally understand, oh, my God, there is a creator, and he did make us, and he made a set of rules so we could use this unit and have this time and make something beautiful here. And, oh, wow, if I just follow the rules, I'll have abundance. I'll L-I-V-E live. But if I do it my way, because I was out of whoring, I was out of, you know. But anyway, when you look at what Trump's doing, Trump is just there to distract you, to keep you in this game. Is it Kennedy? Is it Trump? To keep you in the illusion that you have to vote. But if you get the right Senate, oh, if the Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the, you know, the presidency, then it'll all change. Remember Newt Gingrich and the Contract on America? But the way you can really know is listen to some of Trump's reversals. If you've never been to reversespeech.com, oh, my God, you have to go there. When you listen to the reversals, now, some of them are congruent. When he's doing the stump and pumping America, those come out congruent. But a lot of them come out with things like, you're a bunch of dupes, you're a bunch of fools, because he's playing you. Just like he did the January 6th people. And it, I know it's hurting you right now, but it's because you're putting your faith in a man instead of putting your faith in the truth and the power of the American people to unite around the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And I know there's problems with the Constitution. You can go back to the Articles of Confederation, but even if you just
Thank you, Lauren. You got your points across very, very well. Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, Jim, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that was very interesting. Jim, first off, I want to ask you to do me a favor, Jim. Tomorrow or one day this week, I want to see if you can get a girl, a woman on your show. Her name is Ann Vandersteel. She has her own show, but I would like you to check her out at Ann Vandersteel, I think it's .com. I would like you to look her up on the website or have Julie or somebody look up Ann Vandersteel. Maybe you can get her on as a guest. She's amazing.
You're talking about the Revolution Radio Show, Ann Vandersteel. Interesting, Tom. Thanks for the suggestion. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was wondering, Lauren gave a speech there, but I was wondering, did you happen to have a chance to listen to Robert Revolt's show last night? I want to tell you, Jim, we are this racial this thing what they're doing with the race replacement, they're replacing us. That's not a myth. That's the truth. They're trying to replace white Europeans all over Europe and the United States. There's no question
about
it.
Tom, I don't think anyone has a doubt about it. I think we're all in agreement on that. I'm interested.
Well, if you're in agreement with
Tom, I'd like to know your take on Trump. I am so distraught. Tell me.
Well, Jim, I can told you before, the lesser of two evils is you got to pick Donald Trump over even Bobby Kennedy. You've got to remember what Bobby Kennedy's uncle, Edward Kennedy, did to this country. He's the one that gave you the 1965 Immigration Act, Jim, with Manny Cuellar, a Jew, a Hispanic Jew. Okay, look it up. It was Robert Kennedy's uncle. You don't want Robert Kennedy to be the president of the United States. He'll let every illegal licky, kissy, touchy. He'll bend over worse than his bumbling Biden. Two Irish
Tom,
idiots.
Tom,
remember, I'm Irish, Jim.
I got three others lined up, so I'm going to let you go for now, Tom, but I like your calls. Charles in Florida. Charles, join the conversation.
Yeah, Dr. Fetzer, reincarnation the British poet Wordsworth believed in reincarnation, trailing clouds of glory. He always used to say, the 19th century, I don't know if you've read some of Wordsworth.
Well,
he talks about reincarnation, anyway, metempsychosis. I think that's another way of saying it. You forgot about reading the Truth Seeker. .co.uk. I just read it today. One of the articles in there. Did you know about the base in Nigeria run by Americans that they just turned over to the Russians? Just turned the whole base over.
We're getting run out of bases all over the world. This is only the beginning. Mark my words, it's going to happen, Charles, on a vast scale, because we have discredited ourselves by supporting Israel, going all in, the sanctions on Russia. It's led to the emergence of BRICS, U.S. dollars collapsing. We've had the most incompetent administration in our history, if you think they were looking out for the U.S.
They're loyal only to Israel.
successful if you think they were out to destroy it. Give us a final thought there, Charles.
They're loyal only to Israel. They're all just a bunch of whores.
I'm sorry to say it. Right, Charles. Listen, I'm really short on time. I want to pick up Laura in Michigan. Yeah, thank you, Charles. Laura in Michigan, join.
That's her. I just want to throw something out here. You hear people sabotaging their own success. I'm thinking that Trump, it's just so horrible for him. He just knows if he gets into presidency, it'll be a quagmire. There's going to be a war. He can't stop NATO. He can't stop the EU. So he has to decide. Maybe he's decided he doesn't want the presidency. Maybe for vice president, one of his boys in is Don or Eric. I don't know which one. I would try that.
But thank you, Laura. Thank you. I'm going to squeeze
you. He might want to live out the rest of his life playing on the golf course, you know?
Yeah. Thank you, Laura. I'm going to squeeze in John from Missouri. John, go ahead. You're going to have the last word today. John from Missouri. Are you there?
I am here. So I apologize.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I just want to remind you, man, I remember it's been quite some time in the last, couple of years. I was putting up my Corvette for anybody that could tell, prove that Trump wasn't New World Order. Well, I seem to be the successor in that gig. But anyways,
he sure as hell a Zionist and a devotee to Israel and sort of Bibi Netanyahu's twin brother we didn't know existed.
That's correct. And, him making the statement that he wants to, I'm not 100%, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he said, he was talking executing anyone who said anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah.
That is very
dangerous. He had a rally. He said he had to bring back the death penalty for anti-Semitic protesters. That was ludicrous. It was totally insane. The guy is on the rabble. As far as I'm concerned, Trump has lost it, and he's done himself in. And
yes, well,
I appreciate you calling.
Absolutely. I'll call back.
Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.